southern part of Georgia down there, in Redbone, Georgia. Well, that's people that live in a certain section. They usually kind of rough going. They live rough. Is that the way you describe it? They just as soon put a knife in your back when you're looking at them, is that?
Where's the red bone section in Louisiana?
About west of Alexandria. About 20, 30 miles.
Nashville?
You'll start running to some in Gorham, Louisiana. What's some more? Garden of Louisiana? Maybe.
What about Natchez?
Natchez? No, that's a pretty good settle outfit. Of course, you have some up there mixed with niggers now.
What do you call them?
Mulattoes. Let's see how much we can cover now in about 20 minutes today. That's about all the time we got left.
Okay, just tell me when you want to.
Umbrella.
And
or a paper sack or a board, depends where you are and what what the emergency is.
The last thing we put on a bed, the fancy cover, is
a spread.
Did you ever hear of something that women used to make to put on a bed?
Spreads.
Okay. What about something that did be patched together?
Well, that was homemade quilts.
Was that pretty common around here?
Yeah. Used to be. Not anymore.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on it.
Well, it could be one of two things, and I don't know what you want. When I was a kid at home, we had a bolster to sleep on. We didn't have a pillow. That was a thing that looked like a pillow, but it went completely all the way across the bed. Isn't that what we call them both?
Mm.
Haven't seen them in a long time either, but Mama used to have them.
Sleep on. Sleep
on the floor.
On a what?
On a quilt.
Did you ever hear a special name for a bed made on the floor? And made with a quilt?
Pallet.
Okay. And say if you were on...
I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know the answer to any of these things I'm asking you, or are you just seeing if I know?
There's, okay, like pallet, there's, some people call it shakedown or lodge. There's just different...
Oh, okay.
If you were raising corn, you say this year we got a pretty good
crop.
And you say we expect to get a good crop in that field because the soil is very
fertile.
What different kinds of land are there around here?
Well, you've got stiff land, sandy land, clay land, which is same as stiff land. What's that word they use? Alluvial. You know what I'm thinking about?
Alluvial
soil, which is more or less the same thing as sandy land. You have hilly sandy. There's another common one and I can't think of it. Buckshot is clay land that when it gets dry, instead of drying up as a solid, it's more or less like in little pellets.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you walk in Bathwell, you think you're walking over soft gravel. They generally refer to that as buckshot.
Is it good soil for planting?
No.